Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just announced Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees.
Yeah,
Dean.
Just announced since the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees, another huge entertainment breaking story. Beyonce has just announced a world tour, and this will come to Soldier Field on July the 22nd. Beyonce's world tour, July 22nd at Soldier Field. There are several days on the calendar until her next date after that. So I would suspect that there could be two or three shows added to that later on. Tickets are not on sale for this yet. They haven't even announced when tickets will go on sale for that. But this is literally 1 minute ago announced Beyonce's world tour, July 22nd, Soldier Field. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominates 14 people for the induction, and they'll narrow it down to about five that will be announced in October. They'll have that big ceremony that eventually will wind up on television. But the nominees this year, let's start off with the first-time nominees, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, Cyndi Lauper, George Michael, Willie Nelson. 90-year-old Willie Nelson, believe it or not, has not ever been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Some would argue he doesn't do rock and roll, but there are plenty of artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that don't do rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Also, the White Stripes, Warren Zevon, and Joy Division, New Order. People returning for nomination, Kate Bush, Iron Maiden, Rage Against the Machine, Soundgarden, The Spinners, and A Tribe Called Quest. So we'll have to wait until a little bit later on this year, closer in the fall, really, till they narrow it down, and we'll find out who actually will be inducted this year.
Lots of new movies coming out of the DC universe, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, the Marvel movies just, you know, churn out like crazy, but DC has been kind of quiet about what they're going to be doing until yesterday. They announced 10 new projects that will be coming out. There will be a new Superman movie called Superman Legacy. It will not star Henry Cavill. It's due to come out in 2025. There'll be a new Batman movie that will adopt the comic's Brave and Bold storyline that features the son of Batman, Damian Wayne. There's also movies on tap involving Supergirl, Green Lantern, Viola Davis's Suicide Squad character, Amanda Waller, and also The Swamp Thing. There's also a new Shazam movie that'll be coming out soon, The Flash, Blue Beetle, and this Christmas, The Aquaman sequel, all coming from DC Comics, which honestly, when I was growing up, I liked DC better than Marvel when I was a kid. I like the movies about the same now, but I was always a huge Superman fan.
Yeah, I liked the Superman comics and Donald Duck. I enjoyed
also Casper the Friendly Ghost, also a favorite. Yep.
More Bad Boys coming to the movies, huh?
Yeah, Will Smith is re-teaming with Martin Lawrence, and they will be bringing us Bad Boys 4. This is a hugely popular franchise. The last movie that came out right before the pandemic earned $426 million. All of the Bad Boys movies so far have earned $840 million. So Bad Boys 4, they haven't said when it's going to come out yet or when they're going to start working on it. But we'll keep you posted on that.
And I guess you could say Matlock is coming back, sort of, right?
Yeah, it's really never gone away. If you, I believe it's still on News Nation, our national cable channel. I know for years, Matlock reruns were a staple of WGN America, which is now called News Nation, and it's been in rerun heaven for a very, very, very long time. The original Matlock starred Andy Griffith, of course, as the folksy criminal defense attorney. It ran from 1986 to 95. And now the new Matlock on this new series is going to be Oscar winner Kathy Bates. How about that, playing Madeline Matlock this time? So they said that this should be out for the 2023-2024 season. They also announced a reboot of The Good Wife with Carrie Preston from the original series returning in that.
It's official. Hollywood has run out of new ideas.
Oh, yes. Everything old is new again and again and again and again.
Going over the entertainment headlines of the morning with Dean Richards, Dr. Phil has left the building. Well, thank you and good night.
Yes, he will be leaving the building soon in his homespun sort of way. They announced yesterday that Dr. Phil McGraw will wrap up his daytime talk show at the end of the 2022-23 season. He was spawned from the Oprah show. He was one of the regulars on Oprah, got his own show just like Dr. Oz, and has been passing out tough advice ever since then.
And I saw a note about Ozzy Osbourne retiring, and I was thinking, didn't he retire a long time ago? What's he been doing?
Well, he would occasionally go out and perform, but apparently he's been not feeling so well. He had an injury not long ago that required back surgery, spinal surgery, and he's saying that he is still suffering from that, even though it's 4 years later. He says his voice is fine, just physically he cannot go through the demands of being on the road again. So he put a message out on social media saying that I never would have imagined that my touring days would have ended this way, but he is now officially calling it quits. He's canceled a bunch of shows that he had scheduled for this spring and summer in Europe. So those are out, but he just says he's not up for it. Ozzy Osbourne, 74 years old now, so it's not as easy to bite the head off a bat as it used to be back in the day.
Before we get to your preview of the new streaming shows, what's the situation now with Peacock? If you already have Peacock, are they going to make you pay for it?
Let me see if I can dissect this. I think if you're getting Peacock for free right now, that is going to be ending. This is my understanding, that NBC, that owns Peacock, says that the free version will no longer be available for new users. New users are going to have to buy a premium plan that has commercials for $5 a month, or you can go with the premium plan without commercials for $10 a month. But they're saying that if you are an existing user and you're watching it for free, you will continue to have access for now. They emphasize for now. Mm-hmm. This includes those who are watching through the Xfinity cable service, which is also owned by NBC. They're saying that they're getting ready because they soon will have 100,000 hours of content on Peacock this year. It's going to be a lot to go for, so they no longer feel, it's like in a, try us and see if you like us mode. They have a lot of original programming and lots of things that they feel like people will be able to pay for. And I don't know about you, I can't pay for enough streaming platforms. I look for new platforms to buy every single day.
People are yelling "Free Bird" in their cars right now. Yeah. What do you like coming to the stream?
Well, we've got Black Panther: Wakanda Forever finally coming to the stream. It's going to be on. It is on Disney Plus right now. We've got season two of the show Harlem, that is about a group of girls dating in New York City. That's on Amazon Prime starting Friday. Season two of The Proud Family also will be streaming on Disney Plus. There is a show on Apple TV Plus called Dear Edward. This is a kind of a tearjerker, a young boy who survives a plane crash that killed the rest of his family, has to find a way to work through the grief. That's on Apple TV Plus right now. Friday on Netflix, the high school comedy called Free Ridge. There is a Netflix mockumentary called Kunk, C-U-N-K, on Earth, tracing the history of Western civilization. For documentaries and purely documentary reasons only, Baywatch standout Pamela Anderson tells her life story, her side of her story in Pamela, A Love Story, that is streaming right now on Netflix.
Her book, I think, is like number one now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's very provocative, and, you know, people are very interested in her side of her life story. So much has been written by, you know, the tabloids. There also is a documentary on Netflix called Gunther's Millions, which is the story about a dog that inherited a multi-million dollar fortune and how this dog now lives, called Gunther's Millions. Comedian Nate Bargatze has got a new comedy special on Amazon Prime. Those are all the things that are, I think, worth watching that are new streaming this week. Kind of goes along with all the sub-zero temperatures we've got.
Yeah, good times to be inside watching the tube. And in a little more than an hour on WGN-TV, Dean will be cooking. What is the featured item? What's the big dish today?
Well, I'm getting ready for, the Super Bowl. Do you know that more avocados are consumed on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year? 69 million pounds of avocados are consumed on Super Bowl Sunday, presumably mostly guacamole that is being made. But I've got three recipes today using avocados that are not guacamole, but just fantastic little dishes you could put out for your Super Bowl spread. So that's coming up. And, a lot of knifing skills involved today.
Yeah. Hey, so, it's a good thing that avocados aren't as pricey as they were this time last year.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah, exactly right. But, I'm gonna show you three different things that you can make using avocados that are super easy, super delicious.
And a little later today, I will be appearing at the Neighborhood Mariano's squeezing avocados to determine which ones are ripe. So
now, do you buy the softer ones or do you buy the hard ones and ripen them at home?
I try to time it based on Marianne's needs and what she's cooking and when she's cooking it.
Wow.
I have strict instructions.
That's
on that.
That's a very scientific formula.
Yeah.
I was worried about my avocados today because I bought them rock hard. All they had were the rock hard ones. So I put them in a paper bag at home, so they ripen a little faster, and they're perfect today.
There's an art to figuring that out.
Couldn't be happier.
All right, more food and entertainment news tomorrow.